Choosing local milk and cream with the National Dairy Council guarantees to support our local economy and brings home the taste of natural goodness. The National Dairy Council, sponsors of Countrywide.
Well, it's been a tough year for dairy farmers who have looked on as prices have slumped. But it varies in different parts of the country, depending on what co-op you supply. The Farmers' Journal publish a milk league, and one small West Cork co-op that consistently comes out near the top of that league is Barry Row, set up 90 years ago for dairy farmers in an area stretching from Kinsale to Clonakilty. Frances Shanahan has been to West Cork to meet the CEO of Barry Row, Pather Murphy.
It's a policy, yes, within all co-ops in West Cork to give a high milk price as possible to our shareholders.
So is your co-op totally farmer-owned?
Totally farmer-owned in Barry Row, yes.
And how many milk suppliers do you have?
We have approximately 200 milk suppliers at this moment in time. They produce 75 million litres per annum at the moment. All that milk is processed in Carbery, our plant which we own with the four West Cork co-ops.
In Carbery, what are the products that you're producing?
We have a number of divisions in Carbery. In the dairy division, we produce predominantly cheese, and our flagship product there would be Dubliner cheese. We have had huge sales in the Dubliner brand in Ireland, and in recent years it has grown substantially in America, where it's one of the leading brands in the American market.
You've also developed quite a significant food ingredients business.
Carbery decided to diversify from dairying and to develop an ingredients and flavour business. So they bought some plants in America and UK initially, and over the years we've expanded on those, and we would have a huge ingredients and nutritional business in both sports nutrition and infant nutrition. And we also have developed the flavour business as well. And in recent years we have opened plants in Brazil and Thailand also.
So it's a very progressive company.
We have expanded our product mix over the years in order to try and achieve a very competitive price for our shareholders. Unfortunately, with volatility at the moment, milk price fluctuates. And in these times when the price is low, we use our other divisions to try and supplement the milk price where possible.
Well, speaking of other divisions, in the background, I don't know if people can hear it, we can hear the sound of pigs squealing. Barry Row Co-op also owns a pig processing plant.
We got involved in the pig processing industry in the 1990s through my predecessor, Peter Dineen. The reason we got involved in this is many of our suppliers are also tillage suppliers. So we use the grain from our suppliers to produce ration in our mill, and we in turn sell that ration to our pig producers.
Are your pig suppliers dedicated pig producers, or do you have dairy farmers who have a second enterprise producing pigs?
The industry now has gone very competitive. The small pig farmer that we knew in the past is gone, so we would have large pig producers.
Now, you talked about dairying being quite volatile at the moment, world markets going up and down, and the same would be true of pigs. You know, we hear of the pig cycle, prices going up, production increasing, oversupply, prices going down. So does one enterprise here help to subsidise another one, or are they all standalone?
I think, Frances, in the modern world, volatility is a huge part of it. So yes, we would have supplementation from one industry to the other.
Peter Fleming is chairman of Barry Row Co-op. He's a dairy farmer, third generation.
My grandmother bought this farm in the 20s. My father farmed it all his life, and then I inherited and started farming, I think, 1974, and I'm still at it.
Here you actually are surrounded by other very progressive dairy farmers.
Yeah, I am. Barry Row itself is quite intensive, but this particular catchment area within Barry Row is particularly intensive. I suppose you wouldn't have to go too far now to find the brains of 2,000 cows, I'd imagine. You know, if you just start over there, my neighbour Thomas Griffin probably has 150. DJ Quinn across the way has over 100 cows. My next door neighbour David DC probably has 170. Colin Griffin would have 130 or 40. John Welch probably is well in excess of 200. Look, I could go on and on. They're just one intensive dairy farm next to the next one. That's basically it.
They sound as if they have sizeable holdings. When the co-op was established, there would have been much smaller farms and many more suppliers.
Oh, they would, yeah. Going way back, I suppose the farms were smaller and they were probably more self-sufficient. My own brother worked in the co-op there for 40 years, and when he started, I think there were 850 or 60 suppliers. He retired there at Christmas time, and I think we have 212 suppliers at that time, so huge reduction, you know. There's only one out of four left, basically, you know.
And is it just that the bigger, more efficient farmers have bought out the smaller operators?
I suppose to a large extent that's what has happened. Some of my neighbours there are farming 4 and 5 farms now in one block through having leased it or whatever. And each of those farms, when I was going to school, supported the family and they were self-sufficient in their own right. But I suppose scale has become a big part of the dairy operation over the years. But whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, I'm not certain, but it's what has happened. And I suppose if the trend continues, inevitably, you know, there'll be probably fewer milk suppliers if you come back in 10 or 15 years' time, you know.
Now, you're a producer and you're chairman of the co-op. Does the co-op take up much of your time?
I suppose it does to an extent. I mean, I don't have any role in the day-to-day running of the co-op, but yet at the same time, I always find that there's at least 2 or 3 meetings most weeks in some shape or form, you know. And look, I put up my hand for the job, so I can't complain, you know.
Francis Shanahan reporting there from West Cork.